glory to your name. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name, oh Lord. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Yes. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart, hallelujah, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. There is none like you. Hallelujah. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for a whole eternity long and find there is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And so why I praise you, I lift you up, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, yes. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, yes. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I love you, and I worship and adore you. I love you more than anything today. I love you. Today, hallelujah, because you've been so good to me, oh Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, hallelujah, because you cared for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Because you've been so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why my heart is filled with praise. You're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords. That's why my heart is filled with praise. You've been so good. Hallelujah. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, yes. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, yes. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greet all you there. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we give your name the highest honor, the highest praise. We sing hallelujah to your precious name. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for our sins. And, Father, cleanse us of all unrighteousness and help us to look like you, God. Father, we thank you for this amazing call, the Master's call. Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord, who were obedient to the mandate, oh God, to start this call. God, we ask that you continue to bless their hands, oh God, and bless their thoughts, oh God, and order their footsteps, Lord, and strengthen them, Lord, for the things that you have for them to do. Lord, we thank you for Mother Josie. God, we thank you for watching over and for keeping her, Lord, and for, Father, for all the mothers and all the callers, Lord, and all of our family members who are here with us today, Lord. You know what each and every person stands in need of, Lord, and we ask, oh God, that you grant their request in the name of Jesus according to your will. Now, God, we ask, God, that you continue to be with our speaker. What a wonderful opportunity to get together this morning to start our day off, according to Matthew 6:33, to seek you first, oh God. God, would you enrich your servant this morning? God, hide her behind the cross in the name of Jesus so that only your words flow through her mouth, oh God. Father, we know that we're going to get a rhema word, and we thank you for using her mightily. Bless her family, Lord. And God, we thank you, God, that everyone is welcome on this call except one thing, and that's that old slew-footed Satan, Lord. We bind him and all his cohorts in the name of Jesus. For this call is washed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and it will go forth with clarity. We give you praise. We give you honor. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a pleasure to serve as your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Willa, I am here. Thank you so much for doing what you do, seating and greeting. Good morning, family. My name is Bonita, and I am here from New Jersey. It is my pleasure to be your host this morning. We are in the midst of celebrating 10 years here on The Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary, and we are delighted that you have come with us to enrich and to become enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers each and every day. It is the hope of the co-founders that the scripture Psalms 88:13, but to you I have called out, O Lord, and in the morning, my Lord, our prayer comes before you. The co-founders this is their scripture that we've started, and we hope that you use that each and every day. I'm not going to be before you long because it is the word that's going to come forth this morning that's going to do such that just that, enrich, enhance, and empower you this day. We have a website, and that website is themasterscall.net. It's www.themasterscall.net. You can go to that website anytime, 24/7, any day, any time, to get any of the previous messages that were shared on this call. You can share that as a gift. We are, believe it or not, this is October, and we are coming up on a holiday season. What a gift to give someone this link and tell them, just check this, just listen to this, just check this out. You can go there and get any of the messages. You can read about the bios of the speakers. It is a buffet of information. So I would encourage you, if you've not done so, I think there's first-time listeners. This is a good way to catch up on what is going on this call. It is 2020, and it's the 20th of October, and we are getting ready to, you heard so many of us talking about celebrating our 10 years. This is a special month for us because in 2020, the theme that we stand on is with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Let me just say that again. With supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, or you might even want to join the group, you want to become a part of the family. We've had some consistent listeners that have been on the sidelines. I encourage you to come on in. You can come on in and play with us. We won't bite you. But we do have an email address where you can submit your praise reports and your prayer requests, and it's info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Either one of the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Brenda Henry Terrell, will get back to you on that. Let me get through this so that you can get the word that's coming forth this morning. Ardyss, ARDYSS International, is a health and wellness company that brought many of us together. Now, if you don't know anything about this health and wellness company, go ahead and send an email to that info@themasterscall.net and just say, what is she talking about? I have no idea what she's talking about. Or ask the person that invited you to this call. But these products have, we can't make any claims, but we can only tell you some of the testimonies in this period of COVID. Some of the products have been outstanding and have helped so many people. So go ahead and check that out. Now, today is Tuesday, and immediately after this call is the morning motivational call, the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617#. Today is Tuesday. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and that's immediately after this call. If by chance you are being charged by your carrier, then there is a bypass number that will override that charge, and you put this number in first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Put that number in first, followed with the 712-770-4005, and you will not be charged. That overrides any fee. Well, get your spiritual seatbelt on, get your Bible, basic instruction before leaving Earth, and get ready for the word that's going to come from one of our co-founders. And she is no stranger to the call. She has been with us, and we call her Dr. PK. Now, this morning, this claim proclaimer, she's a proclaimer of the word of God. She was deemed the first ambassador of the Ardyss Health and Wellness Company. As you know, she is, and you heard me say, co-founder. So she was on the inception of this call. She has two adult children and five grands. And she is Queen Super Fantastic, but she would rather be called Dr. PK. I was going to encourage you just to go to that website to peruse it and get the full buffet of her background, but I will not be before you any longer as the next voice you will hear, Dr. PK.
Good morning, Minister Bonita. Let me know if you can hear me.
Can hear you just fine.
thank you so much. Thank you for presenting me this morning. I thank you for what you bring to this family, and we love you very much. Oh, my God, Minister Rosalind Peters, thank you for ushering us in this morning with I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. And why? Because there's nobody like you. Nobody. Thank you so much. And Minister Willa, we thank you. Tell God you love him. Tuesday, I sure do love you, Lord. I sure do. I thank God for you, Minister Willa, and what you bring and how you greeted us today. And you always come with it, telling us and reminding us to wear our mask and vote. Special, special acknowledgement and love to my co-founder and sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, there in PV, Texas. Thank you, God, for this powerful woman of God who has yoked with us these past 10 years to ensure that we would rocket steady in the road, and that which we have done very well. And you will hear from her. There is no historian like her on Sunday. She's going to give us just a bit of, nobody can do a synopsis of history like she can. And she's going to give us a little bit of that on Sunday. Prepare to be with us on Sunday. You're going to be very happy that you did. We have a powerful, powerful speaker who is renowned with over 20,000 2 million listeners throughout the United States and the world. So you need to be here to hear Dr. Brookshire, just so phenomenal. And as we continue to celebrate our 10th year month of celebration, I'm a month celebrator, and I just absolutely love celebrating, because we have so much sadness, so much grief right about now. And each and every time I can do something to flash a light, hey, glory, thank you. I love that right there. The Lord says my purpose for being back in Mississippi is to bring some light over on that Joy Retreat Center. And you all pray with me about that. The report, as we started out on yesterday, we started out with the Ezreal fast, and we are going to go right there and work on that, because I didn't work on it too well on yesterday. But before we do that, I want to bring a young lady who we are testifying and giving testimonies about our connection with this call down through the years. And we are so thankful this morning to have one who has been here with us for many years now, and she really was kicked out of the nest. And so we do thank God for her, but she has taken on her responsibility here on this call like none other, and is responsible for more people being on this call, I believe, than none other. And at this point, I'm moving out of the way and bring to the front of the line for just a few moments our own Honorable Cynthia Cox, all the way from Bronx, New York, who has a short testimony for us this morning. Honorable Cox, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Good morning, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts. I am so, and thanks, good morning to the family. God bless you guys, and I'm so thankful this morning to be on this call. You know, one thing I just got to say, I'm so grateful this morning, and this is a joyful Tuesday morning. First and foremost, I want to give God the praise this morning, and thank God for this master's call. I thank you for the two amazing leaders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. So, you know, I'm so glad he's celebrating 10 years, because, you know, MasterCall had done so much for me. I have grown so much. When I first came on, I used to just listen. But when God, something put into my heart to go to a Neil Theological Seminary. So I went there, and as I completed that mission in 2014, so Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK said, "You up?" And my eyes were like, "What up?" I had no idea that I would be on this call, even speaking. You should have. Dr. Vanessa says the other day, she said, "Cynthia," she says, "if you," she said, if I had told you this before, you'd have collapsed. Certainly I was. But I, you know, right now I've been blessed over and over and over again. And that's why I have no problem sharing this call with each and everyone. I just shared with Chaplain Sandra on Saturday. I met her in a store, and we just started just a spirit. You know, when you meet new people, they just connect. And I met her, and she says, "Oh, yes." And I called her this morning. She didn't answer right away, but I called, and she called back. So that's why she's on the call. I have to thank all of my sister-in-law, Jeanette, Sister Owens, Vicki Owens, and Daryl, Brother Daryl. I mean, you know, on and on, because I believe in sharing this call because it has made me who I am today. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. I can just shout all over this apartment this morning. I'm thanking God because it hadn't been for God on my side. Where would I be? I just came off of a journey in June 23rd. I had no idea. God has helped me through this. I got to say, I'm so grateful this morning. You know, like in life, you got to play to win, not to lose. And I thank God because I'm not losing because God is lifting me up. He gives me the strength to go through this. I will never compromise my integrity to be anywhere. But I just thank God for this call. Anyone, I mean, don't miss the call in the morning because I thank God because you know why? It feeds me to go out into the world. I'm in the political world. Yes, God is with me. I'm there, but I know I have to put God first. And in order to go into this arena and deal with the our community, because people need us more than ever. COVID is not playing, so we have to learn. Last evening, I went to two homegoing services last night. Lord, I say, I didn't know how I was going to sleep, but God, if you pray, God, just calm down and God will be with you. I learned to try to stay and care about others, and this is why I'm so grateful for this call. 10 years, we're going to be another 10 years. I'm so grateful this morning. I certainly love Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK Roberts. I'm telling you, if you want to grow, get on this call. They will lead you. So all you have to do is plug in, stay connected to this call, and you definitely will grow higher. God bless you. Have a great day. And thank you, Dr. PK Roberts. Patton, I love you. And you guys have a great day. I stand on the word today. I'm so happy this morning. God bless you guys. Take care. And
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, you are happy this morning. And that's what we need this morning, some happy, happy happiness. Thank you, Honorable Cynthia Cox, for coming to share. And that is exactly what we want to do throughout the rest of the month. It's just, you know, hear from those who the call has meant anything to, because, you know, I often say this, and I like saying it, because it's true. Prayer is not prayer until it's prayed. Fasting is not fasting until you fast. Worship is not worship, neither is praise until you worship and praise God. Talking about it does not make it so. Therefore, I am saying to you this morning, bless the name of Jesus, that we here at TMC have done those things throughout the years. And one thing that I am specifically been called to do by the Lord is to usher us into the 10-day fast once a quarter. And Sharon, I see you, and I'm looking at you, baby, as I say this, because when we finished the quarterly fast at the beginning of the month, I said, wow, we're going to have 3 months just to relax and just get on through this. And when God shook me on yesterday morning and said, I want you to do the Ezra fast, and I'm saying, but God, I thought we were through with the fasting until January. I thought we were going to chill out here a minute. And God said, no, not so. And so when I hear God and I know the voice of God, I thank God, that which you practice effectively and you practice it over and over, you get pretty good at it. And I've gotten pretty good at hearing the voice of God, and I thank him for it. So therefore, this morning, you guys, just for 3 minutes, I'm going to read on this scripture here in Ezra. I mentioned it to you yesterday, asked that you pick it up. I don't know how many of you actually heard me and followed through on it. Ezra, the 8th chapter and the 21st verse. It is so, when God does this to me, it absolutely rocks my world. And he always does it in a way that gets my attention. If there is any one person on the face of this earth, for real, you know, outside of J.D. and Jaylani, those are my two grandbabies. But if there is anybody for real, Lord have mercy, there goes Josie Weatherspoon jumping up in my face like, what about me? Yep, you too, Mama, Lord have mercy. Bishop Lee Ward walked into my life over 30 years ago and just opened up his pulpit to me, and he and his wife have just rocked me steady down through the years. So when she called me earlier this week and told me that, and I call him Dad Ward, had fallen and hit his head and he had to go in the hospital and they had to do emergency surgery and blah, 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 and blue, blue, blue. It was like, okay, Lord, now if there's anybody, I'm within, I can drive this myself. I can get in this here blue and we can get on down the road, Lord, come on. And the Lord said, I told you to keep yourself still down, and this is not for you to do. You've got to listen to God. And then last night, you all, you don't know this yet, my oldest brother who lives right down the road from me, a stone's throw, I went down and, can y'all believe it, I cooked my brother chicken noodle soup and took it down. He had pneumonia. Well, they put him in the hospital last night, and I get a call and everything. I'm talking to the nurse, and she's saying, Chaplain Roberts, you know, I use that when I need to. Chaplain Roberts, if you want to, you can just come on down, and we have a chair. We'll let you sit right by his bed, and you can stay and give reports to the family and all that. I said, God, are you serious? I said, sweetheart, it is 11 o'clock at night. I'm not getting on these black roads down here, no lights nowhere for me to see, coming no hour down to the hospital. We just going to call and talk through the phone. That's what we're going to do. And then I prayed about it last night. I said, God, what am I supposed to do in this situation? What am I saying? I'm saying that I am in a situation right now where if I could and felt like I should, I would go and sit and do and be and do ministry as I have in the past. But you've got to know where your season is and got to know what it is that God is doing with you, through you, and for you. And so I said, well, Lord, is that why you called me to do the Ezra 911 fast? He said, absolutely. So sell down and get it. Get to it. Here it is in the word. Listen, this is so good, you all. You got to go back and read the whole thing. I'm just going to read to you beginning with the 21st verse. I proclaimed a fast there beside the Havara tent, a fast to humble ourselves before our God and pray for wise, somebody said the word wise, guidance for our journey. We need prayer for this journey that we are on as we are preparing to cross over. Yes, we're going to cross over from 20 to 21. Yes, we're going to cross over from where we are to where God has taken us. We can cross over all our people and our possessions. We're going to take our people and that our possessions. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we're telling them he's a liar. He has had all this. He has taken all. He got to get himself back right now. I was embarrassed to ask the king for a cavalry bodyguard to protect us from the bandits on the road. We had just told the king what our God lovingly looks after all those who seek him but turns away in disgust from those who leave him. So we fasted. Hey, Baba, I told you it hadn't been done until it was done, and that ED said it had been done, and prayed about these concerns, and God listened. So we are in the place right now where we are praying and we are fasting. We are praying and we are fasting. Yes, I just heard you, Pastor Vanessa, give us a report. The dead ward is still here. Dad Ward, they told Mother yesterday that she needed to decide where what she wanted to do, whether she wanted to put him into an institution or bring him home. She said, I'm going to bring him home. We had a long conversation yesterday. She just been talking. God knows all things in our situations as we are crossing over into the place that he has prepared for us. What is your promised land? What have you asked God for, and what promises have been made for you that you are going to receive as you cross over these 2 months, November and December, the ending of October, November, and December, crossing over, packing up, getting ready to go. Bless the name of Jesus. Going into our promised land to possess those things which God has promised to us, prophesied to us. We have prayed about, fasted about, worshiped and praised about, believing God for. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. My spirit and sense of expectancy is out of 10, you guys, because I am looking to see God move in a mighty way. At this time, we are going to bring back our own minister, Benita, who's going to give us our closing prayer, and I will come back and give you the benediction. Come on, Minister Benita. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. PK. And as you heard, she's going to come back with the benediction. Psalmist Rosalind, thank you so much. And my girly girl, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for doing what you do. We welcome you to the Master's Call. This is, again, our celebration month. I'm not going to be before you long so Dr. PK can get the podium back. Father God, we thank you for each and everything you do for us. You thank you for the things that you are, the unseen and the seen dangers that you keep us from, Father. We thank you for the ability to come to you and just to get this word that you've been able to have, this group that you've been able to have exist for the last 10 years. We don't take that lightly. Father, there are some on our list that there's nothing that you don't know. You are omnipotent, so you know all things. We have some folks with sickness in their body. We have some folks that are grieving, that are missing family members. We have some folks that that have praise reports that are just overwhelming with the joy. But, Father, these are your children, and we know that you have. There's nothing that's going on that you don't know about. So, Father God, we just have a list. There's no list that you are unaware of. But we want to thank you for all that have been on this call. We want to thank you for our co-founders. We want to thank you for the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary, Father. We appreciate you in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen. Now, I just want to give you the playback number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And immediately after this call is the new morning motivational call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294617-pound. It's been a pleasure to have been your host this morning, and I'm going to return the call back to Dr. PK.
Thank you so very much. As we close, let me say to you, I want us to remember that Solomon asked for wisdom, and God gave him an added wealth. Abraham asked for a son, and God made him the father of many nations. My prayer for you today is that God will help you cross over into more than enough, more than you ask, more than you can think. In Jesus' name, your presence, your anointing, rest, rule, and abide with us all. In Jesus' name we pray as we go out and have a super fantastic day. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you. Goodbye.